Somebody, I wrote it down 15 minutes ago. I don't remember it yet anymore. Perek Yutes plus a Gimel. Perek Yutes plus a Gimel. Ish imo v'aviv tiro v'shapsosa tishmoru ani Hashem Elokeichem. Du kibra v'aim v'shomer Shabbos ani Hashem Elokeichem. What? So what's this kibra v'aim and shmir Shabbos in one pasuk? So this is something you learn when you're a kid. What do you learn always?
If your parents tell you to
finish, if your parents tell you to do the Avera, you don't have to listen to them, right? One of the first things you ever learned. Comes along Rashi and says, Avopi shezitika al mora'av im omar yomarach karel Shabbos al tishmarach. If he tells you, be Machal Shabbos, don't listen to him. You've always learned that. The only problem is, there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis. Please, everyone eat. You're embarrassing Aaron if you don't eat his cake. That was passing around his cake, like, oh, it's Aaron's cake. It must be stale, it's from January 30th. It's not. Lamed Beis. The Gemara in Lamed Beis in Bava Metzia says that the only, it says, in the Pasuk Kavos Hevicha Simcha, says that the only time you chayev in kavod, if osa maisa amcha, means if he does, what's osa maisa amcha? If he keeps the mitzvahs, if he's religious. He keeps the mitzvahs. If he doesn't, then you don't have to listen to him. Now you have the question, a real tremendous question. What do you, Rashi says they're together, the teachers of your father says, be Machal Shabbos, you don't have to listen to him. Of course you don't have to listen to him. Why don't you have to listen to him?
He's not religious.
He's telling you, be Machal Shabbos, he's not Yisrael Yisra'amcha. That's a tremendous question. The whole world tries to answer this question. And you got the funniest answers to this question. I want you guys to come up with some kind of answers. Because the answers are really interesting answers. But that's the question. It's not Yisrael Yisra'amcha. Okay. I'll give you one funny answer. That Yisrael Yisra'amcha is only the Rises, but not the Rabbanans. So what happens if Bein HaShemashos, your father asks you to be Mechal Shabbos, so he's not, so it's only Drabbanan, so he's not Ein Oysa Maisa Amcha, but you still don't listen to him because of this pasuk. Those are the kind of answers you get. The what? Oh, that's worse than Baal Patis. Anyway, but it's a great question. What? No, I'm not paying for answers like that.
Honoring your father's
the Rises,
and that's the
Rabbanan. No, that's the chiddush of this pasuk.
Even if
honoring your father's the Rises, and that's your Rabbanan, you don't have to honor your father. That's the chiddush. That's the answer. Okay. Then you got your tes, your ches. Lesikam lositer es beyamecha, v'hagre kamocha ni Hashem. Losika malositar. You have nekama and netira. It says, don't take nekama. But then you have a Gemara in Yuma that says in the Chav Gimel, Kol tam and chacham, she'en nokem v'noter k'nachash, is like chayv misa almost, like really bad thing. A Talmud Chacham who's not nokam kenachash. What does that mean, kenachash? You got to bite back venomously. Okay? Not only do you take the kama, but take the kama venomously, like with venom. So it says you're nothing. You're really bad if you don't take the kama. Right? Okay? So And the Gemara asks there, but it says, Osikam Oisitar. So the Gemara answers, oh, this is talking about money. Or if he did something bad to you. But by a Talmud Chacham, it's where he's embarrassing your Talmud Chachamness. If he embarrasses you as a Talmud Chacham, you have to take Nikama. You have to take Nikama if someone insults your Talmud Chachamness. I know how to say it. But whatever it is. That's really good. Okay, so Talmud Chacham is allowed to lash out with venom. Then you have a Gemara in Shabbos, the Flamed Aleph. And the Gemara talks the greatness of Hillel. The greatness of Hillel. Does anyone remember the Gemara the Gemara in Shabbos, the Flamed Aleph, the greatness of Hillel? Does anyone know the story? No, what's this? How does the story start? Two guys. What? Two guys what? Two guys arguing if they can make Hillel angry. So what do? They make a bet. Make a bet, 400 zuz. And each one goes while Hillel is in the shower and starts yelling, where's Hillel? Where's Hillel? Which is itself a tremendous busha. First of all, you don't go bug your Rebbe when he's in the shower. Okay? And if you want to, you say, Rebbe, now where's Hillel? Where's Hillel? So he started off really bad. And then Hillel comes out with a towel around his head and a towel around his waist. He says, yes, can I help you? And he say, why do this nation don't have round heads? Their heads are not round. And Hillel says, oh, I'll explain to you, my son. And then the other guy comes, and the other guy says, also he comes when Hillel's taking a shower, why another nation does this? And Hillel answers nicely. And then the guy comes back and says, I don't know exactly, but why does a certain nation urinate in a certain way? And Hillel says, well, let me answer you, my son. And these guys really bugged Hillel. And then the guy comes in to Hillel and says, enough already. He says, Hillel, I hope there's no one else like you in the whole nation. Hillel says, why? What's wrong? He said, because you made me lose $400. It's a great Gemara. But what happened to Hillel's Nokum and Nota Kenachash? They were embarrassing Hillel like anything. You're not allowed to not take Nekama if you're a Talmud Chacham. And these guys embarrass you like anything. So Hillel didn't go against the din. So how do you answer this steer sort of between the Gemara and what Hillel did? That's that question. Okay. Then there's a famous one. It's the famous one because this is already asked by Rishonim, and Rishonim talk about this, but I want you to put it together and find me Rishonim, and find me what an answer could be to this. V'haftarecha kamocha. We have v'haftarecha kamocha. Rabbi Akiva, that called God of Torah, Rabbi Kamocha, you must treat your fellow just like you treat yourself. You're not different than him. That's Rabbi Akiva. But then there's another Rabbi Akiva all over Shas, which the Rishonim say is a stira. It says, V'chayachicha imach, chayecha kodman. You come before your friend. So what is it? Rabbi Kamocha, and Zekal Golem Torah, that you're the same, or Chayecha Kodman, which one is it? So all we've shown them as the Stira and Rebbe Kiva. I want somebody to put it together and tell me what the answer could be. Do you know Mordechai Tzvi? You know where to look? Maybe. What?
Maybe.
Maybe, okay. It's a good question.
Yeah. That was the second
statement. What? The first statement is Haftarech Kamocha, Kamocha. And the second one is Chayecha Kodman. You come before your friend. What? That's all over Shas. Chayecha Kodman. You've learned it many times. Okay. you know, we start Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim to you, and you start off with the Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi is very funny. Kedoshim to you, what's, you know, when I say funny, I don't mean haha, remember funny, just a funny thing. Rashi says, Kedoshim to you, have a Purushim and Arayas and Avera. Keep away from Arayas. Shekom Magush Atamotza, get an Erva Atamotza Kedusha. Kedusha and Erva go together. So now when the Pasuk says Kedoshim to you, don't do Arayas. That's weird. I mean, it's funny. Oh, Yosef is a Kadosh. Yosef is a holy man. He didn't have relations with his sister. You know, he's holy. He didn't do Arayas. What's Rashi talking about? Kedoshim to you, don't do Arayas. That makes you Kadosh. That makes you, you're not a pervert. You know, doesn't even make you, just, I'm not a pervert. But you got a long way to go to Kedusha. You know, what? How does not being a pervert make you a Kadosh? What's Rashi talking about? What? Ramban argues on Rashi. And the Ramban says, oh, Kedoshim to you, Kadosh Atzlecha B'mutavach. Ramban says, you know, don't overdo stuff. It's mutter. You know, the Rebbe takes the Talmidim who come to certain things out for a lunch, and one guy orders 14 different things. You know, oh, it's mutter. No, Kadosh Atzlecha B'mutavach. Be a Kadosh. Don't, as Ramban says, you know, of course you're allowed to have relations with your wife. You know, not 10 times a day. Ramban says, of course you're allowed to eat steak. You have to eat steak, breakfast, lunch, and supper. Kadosh Asra B'mutavach. When you mutter, that's how you become Kadosh, by keeping away from mutter. And the question is, how does that make Kedusha? What does that do? So, some Bali Musa want to say, really, that to answer both these questions of Rashi and Ramban, it's, they complement each other. They don't argue with each other. They complement with each other. And Rashi doesn't mean if you don't do a Rashi, Kadosh. Rashi means a Kadosh will never ever come to do a Rayas. A Kadosh. Meaning like this. What does Kash Asko Mutarach mean? It means that Yetzahara can't get you right away. Can't get you right away. We know that. Yetzer can't get you right away. Yetzer wants Yosef to eat a cheeseburger. Yetzer says, I want Yosef to eat a cheeseburger. What's Yetzer going to do? Yosef, a million years right now, Yetzer is not getting Yosef to eat the cheeseburger, right? Yeah. Right. Yetzer is going to start, today, maybe you should go to eat a burger tonight. Oh, of course, yeah, I can eat a burger. A burger is great. The next time, how about a burger for lunch also? A burger for lunch also. And how about a burger for breakfast also? Yetzer gets you step by step by step with the mutter stuff. Once you get to that limit, everyone wants a little more. Then he gets you another step. Let's have a fake cheeseburger today. Then let's have the fake one for breakfast and lunch. Then he'll get you to eat the cheeseburger. So the Ramban says, don't let the Yetzahara get a foothold in you. How do you not get the Yetzahara a foothold in you? By Kadosh Asker Mutavach. Don't let him get this one foothold. Keep the burger only for supper.
The story of the needle in the wall, right?
What's the story of the needle in the wall?
That guy wanted the needle of his shoes and outside in the basement.
What?
The story where the guy said, just allow me to put a nail in the wall so I can hang my shoes kind of. So we said the Yetzahara just wants a little spot that we should let him to rent out, and then that creates a whole big problem.
Yes, whatever.
The needle
in the wall.
Yeah.
Don't need him to alter it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the Rishon Ramban is telling us, that's how a person becomes Kadosh. Now when he becomes Kadosh, the Yetzirah cannot, because what's the Yetzirah's goal, his final goal? His final goal, Yosef, isn't the cheeseburger. What's his final goal? Become a pervert. That's his final goal. can never get you if you stay a kaddosh. If you stay a kaddosh, he can never get you. Watch out for the little tiny things that that the Yetzer Hara wants you to do. Kaddosh ascha b'mutavach. Don't overdo anything, because overdoing something, you make things into taivas. What's a taiva? What's a taiva? A desire. A terrible desire. Food's not supposed to be a terrible desire. Nothing's supposed to be a terrible desire. You make it into a desire. And once the Yetzer gets you into desiring stuff, that's the end. That's the end. Okay, now. Oh, I always tell a story. Okay. Wow. You know, I wrote this down 5 minutes ago, but I'm happy to see it. And it makes me happy. B'tzedek tishpot amisacha. B'tzedek tishpot amisacha. What's B'tzedek tishpot amisacha? Perek yutes pasik tesvav. B'tzedek tishpot amisacha. So what's B'tzedek tishpot amisacha? What does Rashi say? What does it mean? Somebody? Have it done as kol adam l'kav schus. B'tzedek tishpot amisacha. Be done l'kav schus. Always be done, somebody, l'kav schus. Vayim Musa say that this all comes, this parsha is a parsha of Haftarech Kamocha, of Avos Yisrael. If you would love somebody, really love somebody or love something, you'd go a million times out of your way to do a kapskos. You'd look, for example, to give you an example. It happened in my house twice. But my wife lost her diamond ring in the house. I lost my ring. We all went looking for it and looking for it and looking for it. And we looked and looked and looked. And then when I say, did you look under the couch? And my son says, oh, we looked already. No, let's look again. Let's look again. You search maybe, maybe, maybe. You have to treat your fellow man the same way. I love him. I have to be tzedek tishpot. I have to go out of my way. Like, you see a guy going into, you see a guy on Shabbos, driving a car, windows open, listening to the Rolling Stones, clapping, in, I can't get no satisfaction. Anyway, he's driving on Shabbos. And you have to really make up in your mind that he's that Hatzalah guy on Hatzalah call, okay? But that's what you got to do. You got to go three times under the couch. You got to figure out the least possible, but maybe, maybe, maybe. That's what B'tzedek tishpot amisacha. You have to go for the maybe, 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 maybe. I always say that sometime there's a rest where I used to live. I love saying that, where I used to live. Like it's 2 weeks ago. We used to live a block away in the corner. There was a famous fast food restaurant. It's called Chapanash. Everyone knows Chapanash. Chapanash, Chapanash. I once walked past about 8 o'clock at night with my wife, Chapanash, and there's a ton of black garbage bags, about 100 black garbage bags. I see a young guy and his wife start opening a garbage bag, and I look at him and I say to him, what are you doing? He says, we came here, we just finished Shabbat brachos. We came here to eat supper one night, we finished. And my wife took off her ring to wash, and then it's not here anymore. So we looked over, we can't find it. So she probably left it on her plate, and then they threw it out. So we gotta find her diamond ring. 2 hours later, I came home. They were still in the garbage looking for the diamond ring. Still in the garbage. Maybe, 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 maybe. You know, I walked home. I don't know the end of the story. I'd love to tell you I know the end of the story, but I don't know the end of the story. What?
That's rough.
You know, they got insurance.
Did they?
You know, that's how you have to treat your fellow man. You got to look and look and look for a reason to say, oh, he's doing good. He's doing good. Now, you got to look and look and look. It's so hard sometimes. I was once driving, I had a terrible stomach ache. And I had to stop in the nearest McDonald's and go in. And I felt so bad. But because there's a mitzvah on both people. Like, I'm not supposed to do Marisayan. But the one who sees me going in is supposed to be Dan Kalav Gavschus. So it's like, it's a funny mitzvah, this. You know, I got to watch out, he got to watch out. And I was thinking, what if I on purpose put on my hat, you know, to go into McDonald's. Hopefully they'll think I'm going to the bathroom, you know? But then I thought to myself, no, they'll think I'm putting on the hat. So I should think, they should think I'm going to the bathroom. I'm really going for, you know, whatever. Overthinking is no good, is it, Hananiah? Don't overthink. Okay. Let's go on. When I was a kid, we kept kosher and we kept everything. You know, most yeshivish people. Shatnez was not a big deal. There was someone called the Shatnez man. And he was a rav who decided he's going to make sure everyone keeps their mitzvah Shatnez. And he went from yeshiva to yeshiva, classroom to classroom. He knocked on the door and said to the Rebbe, like fifth grade, can I talk to class for a minute? The Rebbe said yes. And he'd say, and we were so happy when the Shatnez man came, because then we had off for a half hour. And he'd say, would you eat a non-kosher salami? Would you eat this? How could you wear Shatnez? And he opened up the first Shatnez laboratory. And Nebuchadnezzar died without children. But his child is that people are keeping Shatnez because of him. But it was unbelievable Shatnez. But Shatnez is more than just an Avera. I'm not a Kabbalist, but it says in Kabbalah that no matter what, your tefillos go up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you're wearing Shatnez, your tefillos don't go up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That means if you're wearing Shatnez, your davening is not working. So, you know, you're davening, and then you put on a suit. Oh, well, the salesman, the geisher salesman sold to me, said, Shatnez, what's that? Oh, yeah, there's no Shatnez. You ever do that? Or, oh, I'll go bust a robe. Robe suits don't have Shatnez. You never did that?
No. But that's not
what?
That's not
okay, but a lot of people aren't. You have to be very careful. You want your tefillos to go up. My father told me that he was in the mirror. In the mirror, this guy got this new suit for Rosh Hashanah. Because of this story, I never wear a new suit Rosh Hashanah. Because of the story. I got a new suit his parents said, Rosh, he put on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And I don't know if it's Rosh Yom Kippur, but he came in and he was davening. You know, sometimes in the middle of Yom Kippur, you always, at that one point, where you feel a connection, you know? It's very hard, but at one point, everyone feels that one little connection. He felt nothing. He felt sick. So he told the people, I don't know what to do. And someone told him, it might be a suit. He went back and he changed suits to an old suit. He came back, zap. I felt the connection right away. He davened great. My father said, well, he davened great the rest of Yom Kippur. You know, watch out for Shatnez. Be very careful. Don't. Now, as much as we care about Shatnez, a lot of people are very, you know, hey, you got this new sweater yesterday, right? Did you check it for Shatnez?
Was that the SGO
gel? Ah, there you go. Oh, but probably the SGO checked it.
Maybe I'm being down on the SGO, they checked for Shatnez.
Oh, you mean down Cops Plus. Oh, okay. Good. Did you check your mask for Shatnez? You check your mask for Shatnez? Why not? What about all those fibers?
I don't know. Maybe what do we check for?
What?
Like, what kind of type of clothing do we check for Shatnez? Scarves?
Everybody, you asked me a really good question. You have a rav, your family has a rav, right? Go to the rav of your family and ask them, what clothing should I check for Shatnez?
What is Rebbe
saying? Ask your Rav. Privately, I'll tell you. But ask your Rav. That's what your Rav is there for. Okay? Check for Shatnez. It's very important. Oh, it's great. Everyone have a great Shabbos. I'll see you. I'll see you again.